Every day, 3 million people from Greater Buenos Aires enter the city to go to work. Hundreds of thousands of them get there by train. In the south and west of the city, many of the people that ride the trains are poor or working class, and the trains they take are in terrible shape. For years, video game tester Laura Rodriguez rode one of those trains every day.
Hasta que no lo tenés que usar todos los días, en hora pico, realmente no llegás a entender lo horrible que es viajar ahí. Cuando llega el tren lleno, está tan lleno que hay gente en la puerta y no puedes entrar. Cuando tenés que llegar a tu laburo, a horario, tenés que empujar y es re violento, es re feo. A mí me han arrancado la ropa. Una vez, una nena se cayó entre el andén y el tren, se cayó ahí porque la gente estaba empujando para entrar. Y la nena lloraba y la gente le pasaba por al lado. A mí lo que se me ocurrió hacer fue hacer como un muro con mis brazos para que no la tocaran y que la pudieran levantar tranquilamente. Y puteé mucho.
In the 1990s, under neoliberal president Carlos Menem, Argentina underwent a wave of privatization. The government granted the operation of the trains of Greater Buenos Aires to private companies. The state still owns the rails and the cars. It controls the ticket prices and gives subsidies to the companies that operate the lines. But Edgardo Reynoso, a third-generation train worker and an organizer of the Sarmiento Line Train Workers Union, says those subsidies aren't always used to maintain the transit system.
Lejos de invertir en el sistema ferroviario, desviaron esos fondos, los fondos públicos, hacia sus cuentas personales. Nosotros hemos hecho investigaciones donde le hemos encontrado a concesionarios depósitos en paraísos fiscales.
The drain on public resources and the poor state of the trains went on unquestioned for years until February of 2012. On the Sarmiento line in western Buenos Aires, a tragic accident brought attention to the disrepair. A train's brakes failed as it was coming into the station. Unlike newer cars, which slide on top of each other during accidents, the first two cars smashed together. 51 passengers were killed and hundreds more were wounded. Laura Rodriguez was on that train.
Y tratamos de levantar a la gente, pero pesaban como una tonelada cada uno. Tratamos de organizarnos para que los que estaban heridos se quedaran adentro del tren y que cuando vinieran los médicos que los revisaran ahí. Fuimos caminando para adelante para salir. Cuando llegamos a ver el primer y el segundo vagón, estaban incrustados uno con el otro. No parecían dos vagones, parecía uno. Y mucha sangre negra, eso me dio mucha impresión. Era negra la sangre, re densa.
After the accident, the government intervened in the Sarmiento line and now operates it in conjunction with two private transportation companies. For more than 6 months, there have been no trains at night or on Sundays and holidays so that workers can repair the tracks. Reynoso, who started organizing the workers of the Sarmiento line in the late 1990s, says his union has always asked for more maintenance of the trains and tracks, and that as a result of last year's accident, the government is finally listening.
Bueno, acá estamos en 11. Es inconcebible pensar que en este lugar de tanto tráfico de trenes, estamos hablando de 350.000 personas al día, haya estado tan deteriorado. Ahí estás viendo una cantidad de rieles que se están amontonando. En este sector falta todavía cambiar los rieles. Si por ahí usás un poquito más la mirada, vas a encontrar ver aquellos rieles bastante desgastados.
But not all passengers feel reassured by the repairs. After the accident, Laura Rodriguez started taking the bus to work, even though it cost 5 times as much as the train and took half an hour longer. Transportation planner Olga Vicente says the loss of train passengers is going to put the entire transportation system of Greater Buenos Aires in crisis.
Hay una pérdida notable de pasajeros en las líneas ferroviarias en los últimos 3 años. Creo que entre los automóviles, los charter y los colectivos han llevado los pasajeros que fue desgranando el tren.
A group of train workers and student activists has come together to demand the renationalization of the trains. They say doing so would not only improve conditions for those who currently ride, but could also tempt former passengers back out of their cars and buses and onto the rails. Student activist Adrian Lutwak says that putting the trains under state control would create the possibility for central planning and greater transparency.
No es que ponga expectativas máximas ni en este gobierno ni en el Estado en particular. Lo que yo creo es que cuando el Estado es el que ejerce esa potestad sobre ese servicio, hay mucha mayor capacidad de control, de disputa.
Lutwak isn't alone. Juan Carlos Sena was a train worker for 44 years and is now the president of the National Movement for the Recovery of Argentina's Trains. He says Argentina should look at Spain's overhaul of its trains, begun in the 1990s, for a model of how far a national railroad system can come in a short time.
Cuando España tuvo que modificar los ferrocarriles y toda su estructura porque entraba al mercado común europeo, Felipe González reestructuró todos los ferrocarriles y cambió el ancho de las vías, electrificó todo. Capacitó al personal. No te imaginas cómo trabajaron los sindicatos, trabajó todo el mundo. Y hoy los ferrocarriles españoles están fabricando trenes de alta velocidad.
Sena says Spain's ability to overhaul its trains shows how the government has the resources, the planning capability, and the long-term and national-level vision required to overhaul a transportation system.
Quiere decir que el desarrollo tecnológico y las grandes inversiones para el desarrollo tecnológico y la conservación lo coloca el Estado, el privado.
And the profits that the transportation companies of Greater Buenos Aires are reaping don't even come from ticket sales. They receive millions in government subsidies. Many passengers, especially those on the Sarmiento line, say they pay only occasionally or never.
No one pays nowadays after the accident. No one has ever paid. They stop asking for the tickets.
Pues eso tiene que ver precisamente con bajar los niveles de conformidad. Y hay en la lógica de la población esto de, bueno, si no pagas no tenés derecho a quejarte, ¿no? Como esa cosa de, y bueno, viajas gratis, bueno, ¿no?
But sociology professor Julián Rebón says a better way to lower passenger dissatisfaction is to improve service and prevent accidents. And he adds that the whole idea that the railroads could or should generate monetary profits is faulty.
La ganancia de un sistema de transporte como el ferroviario es precisamente en los efectos sociales positivos que genera. Genera que un montón de población se pueda trasladar a sus lugares de trabajo, genera menos contaminación, genera menos embotellamiento, genera menos hechos de violencia, genera un montón de cosas, ¿no?
A number of legislators agree that the trains are a necessary public good that should be renationalized, and they've written bills to that effect. One bill would nationalize not only the trains of Greater Buenos Aires, but the railroads of the entire country. The federal company created to run these trains would be directed by one representative from the executive, one from the provincial railroads, one from the workers, one from the passengers, and one from the cargo train users. Juan Carlos Sena of the National Movement for the Recovery of Argentina's Trains says right now there's not enough political will to renationalize the trains, but that eventually there will be.
El tren vuelve como volvió en todos los países del mundo.
The train comes back, says Sena. It will come back as it did all over the world. For Making Contact, I'm Alicia O'Neill in Buenos Aires, Argentina.